Test 63, section 3, question 11. Here we're looking for an assumption in the argument, and it says people who browse the web for medical information really can't tell between good stuff and quackery. Much of the quackery is appealing because it's really more clear than scientific papers, so it makes more sense because you can understand it. Thus, people who rely on the web when attempting to diagnose their medical conditions are likely to do themselves more harm than good. So this is one where you have to catch that there's a little bit of a jump here. It says the opening paragraph talks about people who browse the web for medical information and talks about those people, that they can't differentiate quackery from good medicine. But then in the conclusion, it says, thus, people who rely on the web when attempting to diagnose their medical conditions. And that's a bit of a jump. That's not necessarily the same as saying people who browse the web for medical information. Those could be different sets. So that was kind of the one gap that I saw here. And the other one that I noticed as far as right off the bat was, well, it has to do say that it's going to do them more harm than good, basically that the quackery is actually going to hurt them rather than help. And while quackery does mean it's not going to help, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to hurt. So that was kind of where I started off looking at this one. So now we look for our answers. People who browse the web for medical information typically do so in an attempt to diagnose their medical conditions. And I said, well, maybe, because that does tie in the pieces that we mentioned that we were looking for. So that's one where I said, maybe I'll hold on to it for right now. B, people who attempt to diagnose their medical conditions are likely to do themselves more harm than good unless they rely exclusively on scientifically valid information. And I went, oh, that's pretty decent too. So both of those seemed okay. Again, held on to both. C, people who have sufficient medical knowledge to discriminate will do themselves no harm if they rely on the web. We don't really care about that group because we're really just concerned with the people who do get confused. So C is out. Many people who browse the web assume the information is not scientifically valid unless it's clearly written. We don't have to assume that that's true, that they assume that it's not medically valid unless. It's just that it's more appealing to them. And so D was out. Then people attempting to diagnose their medical conditions will do themselves more harm than good only if they rely on quackery. We don't have to assume that that's the only way you can hurt yourself. And so really had it down to that A and B. And again, when we get it down to two, we go back to the passage. People who browse the web for medical information can't really tell the difference. Much of the quackery is particularly appealing because it's written more clearly. Thus, people who rely on the web when attempting to diagnose medical conditions are likely to do themselves more harm than good. So then he said, okay, so let's look at A and B again. Now, A says, people who browse the web for medical information typically do so in an attempt to diagnose their medical conditions. And I realized if this had said sometimes do so, I would have liked it better. But I don't think we have to assume that that's what people typically are doing, just that there are circumstances where they do. And so A was just a little too strong. But B, people who attempt to diagnose their medical conditions are likely to do themselves more harm than good unless they're relying on scientifically valid information. That is the assumption, is that the relying on the non-valid scientific information is going to be problematic and is going to hurt. And so therefore, answer choice B is our best response.